Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Heidi ho, neighbor. Heidi ho. Mr. Hanky.
We need help.
Everyone should be able to relate to South Park.
Yes, yes. I stumbled upon South Park while I was.
Did you say South Park?
South.
Okay.
South Park.
Yes.
So you're not going to freeze me. When I was deployed to Albania.
Wow.
I know, right?
I'm going down South Park, going to have myself time. Friendly people everywhere. People shouting, howdy, neighbor. Don't make me keep going.
I was not that into it. This dude was trying to holler at me, so he brought over some tapes to watch.
Oh, yeah. South Park.
Yes, that's how I was introduced.
Let's go.
That's how I was introduced to South Park.
Did he get some?
No, he did not. I was in Albania. I was deployed.
There was
dirt everywhere.
It was South Park.
That's all it takes for you is some South Park and you're going to get
it. Listen, 15 years ago, South Park could have got you some. No, actually, it was like 20 years. South Park has been on for a very long time. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's been much longer than that. I've been out for 20 years.
And that was
I was in Germany.
Oh, remember Isaac Hayes as chef?
Yeah.
Hello, children. What you got? Okay.
All right. Would you rather watch South Park or...
Right.
So would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
True love today or win the lottery?
Next year.
Run me my money. I'll buy some fucking true love.
Oh my gosh.
I win the lottery. Once, how much is this lottery?
All right. You know,
But that's the thing. They don't give so you just kind of have to run me my money though.
Okay. Yeah, because there was this one thing, some joke or whatever about like, okay, I won the lottery. I'm going to give you half. We're going to get divorced. It's like, okay, that's fine. It's like, here's a dollar. So, you know,
right.
The lottery is.
Yeah. So, but I think the idea of it is just to kind of,
I'm not doing it if it's not me my money. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I can't really answer that question because I already found true love.
Exactly.
Now, if we can get the lottery now, do I have to give him up to get the lottery?
Ooh, that would be a good one. But you would not. You absolutely would not. Don't. Stop it right now. Stop it right. Everyone who knows you knows that you would be penniless before you said he gotta go.
You know, I listened to some song. They're talking about that, like, you know, we don't need this and that and the other. I'm thinking, oh, love is nice, but
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to need these bills paid, though.
Sometimes I get a little hungry.
I'm going to need a steak every now and again.
Right. I mean, I need something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I'll keep it. But you know what? Getting him was the lottery, winning the lottery for me. So.
No, just jokes.
Whatever. Don't hate on our love.
Negative. Would never do that.
All right. So, next question. Would you rather be in prison for 5 years or in a coma for a decade, for 10 years?
Give me prison for five, Alex.
What? Yeah. Because, I mean... Now, I've seen prison shows. I've never been in prison. I've been to prison. And that was a mess right there. I went to visit someone. Have you ever been to prison?
I have.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where was it?
And I've watched those shows on TV.
Right. But let me ask you, lockup. When you went and you saw someone there, was it like on TV when they have the barrier, the glass or all that in between?
Yes.
Okay. Mine was not.
Yeah.
Mine was the open area.
Well, I've done both. County jail. Well,
not jail. Jail is different.
Right. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. County jail, we could actually sit. We were sitting across.
You might get visitors in jail. Jail is short. Well, is it short?
Not you short. Can. No, wait, you can be in jail. Yeah. And you can be in jail.
I'd rather be in jail than, I mean, I'd rather be in prison than jail, I heard. Because in jail, I heard it's like crowded. Like you come in and you got to Jail is renting as a prison is owning.
You know what? But jail, like you said, serves many purposes. You can actually serve your sentence in jail. So say you get 60 days in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. You get your 60 days and you leave. It's also used as a holding place. You're in jail until you go to trial and then you're found guilty or innocent. You either go home or you're sentenced to prison time and you go to prison, or you get sentenced to more jail time. Mm-hmm. Or I know, like where I'm from, you can stay in jail up to 364 days. Before you go to prison.
360. Yeah. Make sure you're not there a year.
A year.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, unless you look at, you remember that story about Khalil Broward? And did you ever see that? Yeah. He was on Rikers like 3 years, just awaiting a court date. And the whole time, it was like an HBO special or something. Gosh. I think Jay-Z or somebody might have produced or had, I don't know, had something to do with it. But they followed his story. Once he got out and they were shown he got accused of stealing a backpack. Right. In New York, he got accused.
With $1 million in it?
He got accused of stealing a backpack. So when he got arrested, he got sent to Rikers. He was on Rikers Island for 3 years and he was in solitary confinement as a kid.
Okay.
So it changed his whole.
Oh, for being. Sure.
Then they were shown about how many times he tried to get a court date. And the lawyer was on vacation or something, or there was always something that prevented him from getting a court date. 3 years.
No way.
This kid sat, I think it was 3 years. He sat on Rikers, got out and tried to kind of get back into society, killed himself, hung himself out of his bedroom window. Sad. It was so sad. So on that note,
right? Like, oh,
yeah, no, it really was sad.
But it does. I mean, what I'm trying to say, when you get back into civilization,
reentry into society.
I think it could be difficult. Like Shawshank Redemption. Oh, was that Shawshank?
Yeah, yes, that's one of my favorite.
Yeah, I know. I like that. Time. I got all that dirt in my pocket, but but I can imagine it'd be tough to get back into society. But I didn't think about it that way. I thought about the shows that I see when they're in there making makeup out of stuff.
Yeah,
playing
yeah.
cards. Yeah. And,
well, they do that too.
You know, braid hair.
They do that too.
Cousins.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the side I was thinking of. Yeah. But, I don't know. I mean, I probably read more books, maybe get my law degree in my 5 years. That's the kind of stuff I heard about, I thought about.
I had a friend at home back when we were younger. Sometimes he was, we can't call people homeless anymore. What is it? Housing challenged or some shit.
Displaced? I don't know.
No, it's something.
Unhoused.
Yeah, he was unhoused often. But when it got cold, he used to get locked up.
Three hots in a cot. Hey, that's what they said about the military.
And y'all were locked up.
Locked up. They won't let me out. I finally broke out after 10 years, 5 months, and 29 days.
Girl,
I got my freedom papers.
That's right, girl. You get it.
So, okay. So...
So we have asked our listeners and now our viewers, loving it, to, we are not professionals.
I'm a professional baker, so I'm a professional.
Yes.
We are not in anything you've asked me about.
Right. We are not professionals in a sense that we can give you professional advice on these situations. These questions that we're about to present to you came from our viewers. So thank you for being engaged. And this is just our take on your situations. So here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. So the first one, I have an age-old question. I'm in love with two people. How do I decide between the two? Or should I or can I just keep them both?
In my unprofessional opinion, I have seen these things. People are called polyamorous.
Yes.
So I think the first thing is if everyone can agree, it could work.
Mm-hmm.
I think not in my situation.
Right.
I'm very selfish.
Yeah.
I'm very selfish. I can't. I don't understand how people can do that, but people can. So my first thought is mention it to the people. See if they're open for it. And then also, like, what do you, if not, then what do you want in that particular person? Okay. You know, like this one might just be cute, but this one stimulates you intellectually.
Right.
I think I'd go with intellectual.
Okay.
Because I can pick some cute, or I can cover my eyes or clap off.
Oh my. Now who's clutching? So I read it differently. Like, I didn't look at it as, should we become a threesome? I'm looking at it as, this person has two people that they're dealing with separate from one another, but they don't know whether or not they should pick one, or should they just continue these relationships on the side. Yeah. And my thought process is, viewer, that I don't know how old you are, so I don't know how serious you are about being in a relationship. Mm. Because I feel like if you're in your 20s and you're dating, keep them both. Absolutely keep them both. And feel your way through life. Don't be so quick to commit at 20, 25. You know what I mean? Now, if you happen to find that person and you're 20, 25, I'm all for it. Because I do have, they are family to me. But they've been together since high school. Mm-hmm. They just had a new baby, and the baby's so beautiful. But they, you know, they've been together since high school. So they knew off top that they were going to be together forever. And I love that for them. But outside of those small instances, I feel like you should, if you're in your 20s, keep them both and see what happens. Neither one of them may be your forever. They may just be who you're fucking with now. Now, if you're in your 30s and 40s, I'm going to need you to figure out which one of those people make you the happiest. But I also need you to look within yourself and figure out why you think it's okay to have two people, period. If you were with one person, what was it about that person you weren't getting that made you go to the second person? Because you couldn't have loved and respected that person 100% if you found a second person. So that would be my answer to that. If you're young,
do it.
Feel it out, have both, do your thing. But if you're on the older side, or at least the more mature side of 20, 25, I'm going to need you to pick which one. No, you cannot have both. It's time for you to put your big girl or big boy pants on and choose who makes you happy and who's best for you.
Is best
for happy you. Doesn't necessarily mean that person's best for you in the long run.
Yeah, because I had some fun with some duds.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought about thinking about it, too. Like, they say they're in love with two people, but are they in a committed relationship?
Right.
You know, because sometimes people try to. What am I trying to say? Get committed or whatever, you know, to one person right off the bat. Like, if we're not saying that we are monogamous in this relationship, then it's okay if I'm seeing someone else.
Right.
We know what it is. So I think, it depends on who it is. Like, you know, if you're not in a monogamous relationship, it doesn't matter.
Right.
As long as everybody knows
that.
Right. You know, you can't be like,
neither one of them think
that they're your only.
Right.
So, I mean, some people, like I said, do it that way, because I'm feeling, like I said, I'm feeling things out. I haven't committed to anyone yet. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. You got to shop around, kick the tires, get around the block a couple of times.
Absolutely.
So it depends on a lot, really.
It does.
But ultimately, like you said, that maturity is the number one, because, you know, you 20 years old, you think you're in love, you're like, dude, you don't even have a
clue. Right. Are you in love with these two people, or are you in lust with these two people?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
So like I said, when you're older, it's time to get it straight. Time to figure things out. But again, what is going to make you, what's going to fulfill you the most? Like you said, it's not just about hee hee and ha ha, and we can laugh, and then you're crap.
Yeah.
But it's the whole package. You can get the whole package. I know I got it.
Yeah.
But you got to be patient.
Yeah.
Be patient.
I don't know about patient, but
but it's possible.
But it is.
Honestly, I think it's the best policy. Don't lead people on. I think it's
absolutely. Yeah. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you want to be the side piece? Message. But so I think we kind of sort of have the same advice on this one.
Yeah.
Depending on your age range and what you're looking for at this point in your life, you may be able to keep them both and make sure they both understand that they're not your only, that you are seeing other people. But if you're on the more mature side and you're looking to settle down, you need to make a choice. There's no keeping both at that point. Yeah. So
yes,
good start. I like it. I love it. I love it.
Great.
I love it. So this one could also be labeled the age old question. I've caught my boyfriend cheating twice. Should I stay with him?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
That doesn't make any sense. Why are you asking that question?
Right. But I don't want to downplay your question because obviously it's something that you're struggling with. If you're asking our opinion, which is what you did by writing in, my answer is a resounding no. They showed you who they were the first time. So it sounds like you may kind of sort of be okay with tolerating this, I guess. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what you would say. You show people how to treat you. So, you know, like I said, I guess you could forgive them the one time.
Right.
But then you go and do it again. That's disrespectful.
Right.
That's disrespectful.
Right.
And you got caught. That's sloppy. Like, right. You don't respect me enough to do it.
To better. Keep it hidden.
Because right. That's what I'm saying. When he cheated on me.
Yeah.
And it's because I've experienced a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And unfortunately, not just the one person. But I did keep As going back. Yeah. You know, I kept going back. And so that taught him that it's okay.
That it's okay to treat
it's
you
okay. That way. Yeah. So, I mean, if he really cared, you know, one, he wouldn't do it. Two, he'd do it better.
Yeah. And this one doesn't even, in my opinion, I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Younger relationships that are just dating kind of have a little more leeway. However, you should never be okay with being cheated on and disrespected. If this person cared about you, there wouldn't be two other people that you know of that you caught. You know what I'm saying? Some people, that's just their MO. That's the life they live. That's how they carry their relationships. Yeah. But in my opinion, my answer to this question, should you stay with this person? My answer is no.
Not, definitely not. But I think too, like the, let's say you caught him the first time, you know, we should really, if you're going to take him back, him, her back, I think it's time for a conversation. Like, why did they go out there in the first place? Like, you know, is it something that you're looking for that I'm not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, I don't know if, I know I never had that conversation.
Yeah.
When I got cheated on first, second, third, fourth time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, so if I'm not the person for you, if I'm not fulfilling you, why are we wasting our time?
Yeah.
Because obviously that other person isn't satisfied and now I'm hurt. And I know for me personally, when I got cheated on the first time, I am suspicious all the time.
Yeah.
I can, you know, I'm driving past your house at night. It's like, that's no way to live.
Yeah.
You know, I was all worked up all the time for what?
Yeah.
For what?
But it doesn't even necessarily have to be that you're not giving this person something or you're lacking in some areas. Some people just aren't monogamous. They're just not.
So that goes back to the last one. It's like, have a conversation. If you know that that's what you want, talk to me. I might be all right with it.
Right.
Or if not, I need to get to moving on because I need to find someone who's going to give me what I need.
Give me that option.
And then that security, like I said, I've been cheated on way too many times. And like one of the things that really made me feel good about my husband is that he didn't make me suspicious of him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I could have thought like maybe he's just that good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like that suspicion. I was anxious all the freaking time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that is not a way to carry yourself.
And that's another thing about allowing yourself to be cheated on. You're going to bring that baggage into the next relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to stay in the relationship that you're in and continue to get shitted on, or you're going to come to your senses and you're going to go to another, you know, move into another relationship, but you're going to carry that. And like Keish said, driving past houses at night and who you talking to on the phone and who's that. And it's going to drive a wedge between you and the next relationship. So my answer in this situation is, you should not stay with this person.
No. For your benefit, your mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out while you can.
Yeah.
Don't
be a doorstep.
Yeah.
And if you allow yourself to be one, don't be surprised when you're getting stepped on.
Just saying.
Our next one. Every time I take my child into the store, when we get home, I find stuff in their pocket that I did not buy. What should I do? Do you want to begin or shall I?
What was the episode? Wax and which wax? beat them. No. Oh, that's a tough one because I did have a situation at one point in time that somebody had some sticky fingers. Mm-hmm. But the weird thing is they didn't steal from the store. They stole from us.
Okay.
You know? I mean, it's little stuff, you know, Band-Aids, mm-hmm. money, whole bag of candy. It's just like always something that they could have asked for.
Right.
But they took it and they hid it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, why?
Yeah.
So I think I mentioned before one time we went to the store and they were supposed to be shopping for somebody's gift. And I left them alone in the jewelry department. And I thought, oh, what have I done? So we're coming back like, you got anything? You right. sure? You don't have right. anything? So when I paid for my stuff and checked out, I was like, you walk out the door first. You walk through those metal detectors before I come through. Because if
oh
you
my God.
Start going off, I don't know
you. I don't know you.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I would have done had they actually been stealing from stores.
Yeah. So if I'm reading, the question says every time I take my child into the store. So for starters,
stop taking
them in the store. That's number one. Stop taking them to the store. In introduce going to the store as a privilege. Make it exciting. Hey, I'm going, you get to go, but you can't go if you're going to be sticky fingers. So maybe present it as this dope opportunity that they're going to miss out on if they continue to act that way. The other option, what I did, because I had a child with me and a pack of Kool-Aid, but I caught it before we left the store. So when we got to the register, I made them take it out of their pocket and explain to the cashier that they took it and put it in their pocket. Now, this could have been much more effective if the cashier was not stupid, because he was like, I said, well, excuse me. I said, can you please tell her what happens when you steal from a store? And he was like, well, I guess, you know, you got to put it back or you got to like pay for it. I'm like, no, the other thing where they get in trouble. Well, I mean, it depends on how much that, yo, I kid you not. I was, you're useless. You're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Someone is going to come and take you away and you're going to go to jail. But I mean, so it's a hard one because this could be a phase that they're going to grow out of, or
it could be a
this could be the introduction. Exactly. And I mean, everything starts when you're little. When you look at serial killers, they've all started killing animals. So without making light, I know, but without making light of the situation, it depends on, I don't know how old your child is. You know, are they 15, 16, where they should know better? And at that point, you have to take more drastic measures. Maybe you take them to the police department. Maybe they do a tour of what the freaking jail looks like.
They don't do Scared Straight anymore.
They don't. But I think it's because a lot of people were like getting like abused and stuff. Like they took it too far at times.
I don't know.
But, you know, maybe you go that route. But if it's like a 5-6-year-old, you know, are maybe we monitor this to see if they're going to grow out of it. Or are they, why are they stealing? Are they stealing because every single time they ask you for something, you say, no, I ain't got it. Or like, what are their, you know, and is your reason for saying no every time because they're badass kids and they don't deserve it? Like, there's a lot that goes into this, but I would probably say, number one, stop taking them in the store with you.
Yeah.
That's a start. Stop taking them in the store.
But also, I think, you know, like you said, if it's a younger child, if it's an older child, yeah, that's something else going on.
Yeah.
But younger, you talk to them. Yeah. You know, explain to them.
Why are you stealing?
Yeah. Well, also, like, you know, why are you stealing? But also explain to them, like, what happens. Because, like I said, with the one we had, at one point, there just happened to be a police officer in the neighborhood. Mm. And we were like, can you talk to her? Mm-hmm. And I think she might have set her in the car or something and talked to her. But and then when she was in the neighborhood again, she checked on her.
Yeah. Yeah, see, yeah. That's what's up.
So, yeah. So, I mean, something like that, you know, they like I said, a scared straight thing, but
yeah.
Find out what's going on. Have a conversation with them. Why, like I said, why?
Yeah.
And what happens if you continue? What could happen if you continue this behavior?
Yeah.
So, hopefully, like I said, for yours and mine, it was a phase.
Yeah.
But also, pat them down. If you take them.
That's the other thing I was going to say. Pat them down. Check them before you leave the store.
At the register, you pat them.
If you know that's
check
an
the
issue.
Socks, wherever they usually put it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious to know what this child is stealing, though. I'm curious to know the age, and I'm curious to know what. Are they stealing little toys? I want it, but you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't get it for me. Are they stealing tuna because they don't got food now? Like, what are they stealing?
Also, it would be nice to, like, if it's a younger child, you know, maybe give them some money and let when they go into the store. So maybe they feel they have something they can, you know, actually pay for themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all these things, there's a lot that goes into.
There is. And I mean, obviously we can't ask everyone to give the...
all the specifics.
However...
the specifics. Give them the specifics.
However, maybe a little more detail, a little more context, we'd be able to, you know, respond more in depth. But my answer to this one is stop taking them to the store. And I know it could be a situation where they're young and, well, who's going to keep my kid when I go to the store? Just put them in the car, put the windows. I'm joking. But maybe there's somebody who can keep them while you run into the store. Hey, I got to go grocery shopping. Can you keep little Johnny? Can't take him to the store because he's going to steal everything.
Well, don't tell him they're going to steal, then I'm not going to let him in my house. He might steal in my house. Just say I'll watch him for a little while. Just
Lord.
Because then you don't put no thief in my house. I'm a little Johnny over here.
Could go either way on that one. So, yeah. So are we in agreement there?
Don't take him to the store. But if you do, Pat them down.
And as with any type of discipline, in my opinion, it should be swift and on time. Don't wait until you get home to try to lecture and punish, because by then the seriousness has left the kid's mind. Address it right then and there in the store if that's where you caught it. But this one sounds like they find it when they get home. So yeah, you should be checking.
Should have been patting them down. You should be a child. Pat them down.
Yeah, you should be checking.
I know my child. When she comes to my house, pat her down. She steals toilet paper. She's 35 and she steals toilet paper, and I know that.
Is she stealing it, or is she just taking it right in your face?
She's stealing it. Because the last time she got some, I didn't even know.
She had it in her boob. I remember getting that picture.
Yeah, she thought she'd get out with that one, but no. The very last time I came up short, she was in the car and she had somebody take a photo and said that she steals my toilet paper.
I love it.
I tried to get some the other day. I put it in the my shirt. She's like, what's wrong with you? I said, I got a medical condition. The doctor said. She's like, she's stealing.
Love it. We got another one. My kid is getting bullied at school. It appears the parents are not going to do anything about it. Should I tell my child to fight? Or should I continue to reach out to the parents?
Well, I've always said I don't believe in starting a fight, but I believe in protecting yourself. So if someone lays hands on you, I think you should lay hands back. Now, schools have a zero tolerance policy. So, you know, I'm thinking if you're going to knock out my kid, they're going to at least go and get a fighting chance. Absolutely. You know, so yeah, so if they hit you, knock the block off. We'll take care of it later.
Yeah. So I think we're in agreement there. And I've told both of my children, I don't condone fighting. However, if someone puts their hands on you, I need you to fight and continue fighting until someone pulls you off of them. I'm not talking about just hit once. You're going to get in the same amount of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them up.
Yeah. And then they make things twice about anybody coming back at you.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, don't mess with that one.
Make an example
out
of that person. And that way other people don't think they can just step to you. So, yes, I do think that your child should fight back.
Yes.
Not initiate the fight, but fight back.
That's right.
If someone lays hands on them. Now, the other thing you said in here is the parents aren't going to do anything about it, which implies to me that maybe you had a conversation with the parents or the school, I'm assuming. What I've learned as a parent at my age is most of the kids, especially my youngest, Most of their parents are in their 30s.
Yeah.
So they have a whole different mentality. You cannot approach
these parents.
Some of these parents. Yes. They're all ready to argue and fight, yeah. You know, so sometimes it's not, you're not going to get anywhere with the parent. So it may be just about educating your child, mm-hmm. and also defining what bullying is.
Everything is not bullying.
My daughter came home and said some boy was making fun of her hair. He was bullying me about my hair. I said, he wasn't bullying you. I said, he was making fun of you. And that you can just brush off and you can come back with a wisecrack.
Yeah.
You can come back.
Yeah, that's cool. I think it's kind of messed up kids. Yeah. Like that mentality that everybody's your friend.
Yeah.
And everything that's not nice is bullying.
Yeah, that's not the case.
It is not. Yeah. It is not. But like I said, if they lay hands, there's no question about what that is.
But you should be making the school aware of the situation. Mm-hmm. That way, when it does go down, mm-hmm. you can say, I told you.
Yeah, I asked for help.
I asked for help. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So your answer to that, my kid is getting bullied at school. It appears the parents aren't going to do anything about it. Should I tell my child to fight or should I continue to reach out to the parents?
Like you said, fight back.
Fight back. Yeah. Okay. We're in agreement on that one.
Yes, ma'am.
We are. And it's too bad, though, that you can't. Some parents don't see any wrong in their children. They don't see the wrong their children do. And it's hard to have conversations with those parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like talking to a brick wall.
Yes. You got to know your kid is bad.
Unless it's learned behavior. And if you're that way.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You can't conversate with that. You can't reason with
that person. Right. Because I guess, like, what I'm thinking back in the day, bully, is, you know, the kid who's probably getting beat at home.
Yeah.
You know, so they take out their frustration
and start on somebody else. Somebody, right.
Yeah. So it could be that situation too.
It very well could be.
That's that kid's outlet. But again, let the school know and maybe they can be aware and see. And they got all kinds of help programs and stuff. So maybe that kid needs some help.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is actually kind of sort of along the same lines, maybe. On a couple of occasions, I have witnessed a pit bull out at the bus stop. My child does not go to that bus stop, but should I call animal control or should I address it with the dog owner? So reading this, I'm assuming this pit bull is not on a leash.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it wouldn't be an issue.
So, which goes back to the exact same thing we were just talking about. Some people are not approachable. Some people you cannot go to and say, hey, I've noticed your pit bull is outside. And not all pit bulls are bad.
Yeah,
that's not what I'm saying. This could be any dog.
Yeah.
But pit bulls,
they have a
reputation.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, some people you can go to and say, hey, I don't even know if you notice your dog's getting out in the morning.
Don't come to me all up in my business. Exactly. I know where my dog is. Exactly. You need to mind your own business, ma'am.
And in that conversation, if that's how the conversation goes, you say, okay, well, I apologize for bothering you.
Call animal control.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying. I'm calling animal control. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know why there's a question. Because, like I said, any dog could attack.
Yeah.
You know, or some kids are, you know, terrified. Why is there a dog out there? And evidently,
just walking around.
It's a neighborhood, you know the owner. So, you know, that dog is around there, but it's not necessarily that it's a friendly dog.
Yeah.
But like I said, it shouldn't be out there, especially around kids just roaming around.
Yeah. And it says on a couple of occasions. Yeah. So it didn't just happen once.
Yeah.
So
when I like to go out to walk, which every once in a while I go outside, outside of these walls, just rarely.
Yeah.
But like when I go for a walk, I'm nervous that, what if there's a dog? Like I said, it doesn't matter what kind of dog.
Yeah.
If it's got teeth.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous if it's just out there all willy nilly without being attached to a person.
Yeah. I carry a stick and a pistol. I, honest to God, my right hand to God.
You're going to shoot the dog.
Well, not if I can get you off me with my stick. My stick is the first, because some dogs are just barkers.
Yeah.
They make all this noise, and you're like, and they're like, Yeah, there's those. But then there are those that are like, bitch, I got many teeth.
Right.
And I will jack you
up. I always think, can I punch him in the face? Can I kick him?
Yeah.
I like little dogs. I call them kick dogs.
Yeah.
So if they break bad, you know,
yeah.
I can.
Yeah, yeah.
So because I have a stick, and but I feel weird carrying it, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. I should take it because it's protective.
Girl, I'll be twirling it in the air as you know? I'm walking with my music on.
Look, I shouldn't take it anyway because I got bad knees.
I mean, it's like a little nightstick.
No, I got a walking stick.
Yeah. See, no. I ain't got time.
You got a nightstick.
Ma'am.
You got
I will send you a picture of my little stick when I get home. It is about this long and it's just enough for me to hang on here. So and it's maybe really about this thick.
Okay.
Thick. And it's enough for me to get you up off me. And it's not just for animals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anybody can get this. Anybody
can get this. Can get
so maybe I'll get something like that. Cause right now, me and my baton. But yeah, it makes it because that's what it's for. Like I said, I know why I would want it, but for some reason I feel weird out there with protecting myself. I feel weird having protection. Yeah.
And I've never fired my weapon at a person, a thing, or anything like that. But I'm 1,000% sure I would be able to, without hesitation, protect myself yourself. And my kids.
Oh yeah.
Without hesitation. So I would. In this, if you know this person in the neighborhood and you know that you can approach them, hey, Kellyanne, I don't know if you've noticed, but Fido's getting out and I've seen him at the kids' bus stop a couple of mornings. I don't want you to have any problems, you know. And it couldn't even be that the dog's aggressive, but kids react a certain way.
Because the kid starts running.
Running.
Right.
And the dog starts running. Right. So, hey, I didn't know if you noticed, but, you know, maybe they're... I know. Ooh. I put him out there so he could go. Oh, okay. And then the next time I see this dog out here, I'm calling animal control. And my prayer is that the next time is not too late.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, now if you know this person to be the grumpy, you know, the person who you know you're going to get rah-rah back from, immediately animal control.
Yeah. I mean, it's anonymous anyway. Like they don't.
Yeah.
They knew the dog was out. They should have took care of it.
Exactly.
So. Call.
Holla at you, Fido. do we have any? Yes. I'm getting married and I don't get along with my husband's daughter. She's very entitled and rude. What do I do? Well, are you getting married? So when you say that the child is entitled and rude, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. All of these teenagers now are entitled and rude. I would ask more questions to this person. Do you have children of your own? How old are your children? How long have you been with this man? How long have you known this girl? And the reason I ask those questions, if you have your own child, how old is your child? Because if your child is 4 or 5, you just haven't gotten here yet. It's coming. It's coming. How long have you been with this gentleman? Because did this kid just start becoming entitled and rude? Or is this how they were raised?
Yeah. That's the thing. That's it.
Right.
My next question too is how old is that child? Like how much longer is she going to be in the house?
Right. Does it say teenager or nope? It just says my husband's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. So if she's on her way out, then, you know, and again, like how long have you been with him? Have you been dealing with this already?
Right.
You know, why is it an issue now?
Right.
You know, you decided to marry him. I assume you didn't just meet that door.
Right.
But entitled and rude. I don't know. Did she get that way? Just, I think got engaged.
Right.
Like, there's a lot.
Does she fuck with you?
Right.
Yeah. There are a lot of questions to it.
Does she live with him?
Right.
Because if she's just visiting, you know, it might
Yeah.
Can deal with it. Hopefully she's mentioned to him that they've had some issues.
Right. And that was going to be, have you discussed this with your fiance?
Yeah.
Is your fiance aware that you don't care for his child, that you not care for, that you don't like his child
because of her attitude. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you had to have had a conversation.
Yeah.
Because obviously his daughter's in his life. So you're going to see her.
There's no way around that.
No.
If she lives with you all, I mean, clearly that's an everyday thing. But even if she doesn't live with you all, she'll be visiting. Mm-hmm. She can't not come to the house. But I would say It really depends on the child's age, because I'd like to think that if they're super young, entitled and rude, that could be parenting. How do you get along with the mom? It could be parenting. Maybe it's a conversation you need to have. Listen, this is what I notice when she's here. Is she this way at home? Because it could be you. It could be she just doesn't like the relationship. She doesn't like sharing her dad. Yeah. You know, younger kids tend to have that reaction. And some older kids even have that reaction. But I would love to know how old the kid is, because, like I said, if they're a teenager, that's just who they are right now. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I feel that way about my own.
I know. That's why I'm thinking like,
Yeah,
I've got one of those too.
Yeah.
It's like, but you know, how much do you love him?
Yeah.
Does love conquer all?
Yeah. Does it?
Does it?
Does it? Yeah. Because I'd like to think that if I were in a relationship and this were the situation between my daughter and my fiance, I'd love to think that we would have a conversation about it to try to figure out, look, she's not normally this way. She's going through something in her teenage years, you know, and this isn't her.
That means that you see it as well. So does he know that his child, like I said, or the child just acting like that with her? So he should have some indication of, you know, what's going on, how she's behaving. Hopefully, like I said, having a conversation with the child.
But you know, like I know, having teenagers, it's not as easy as just saying stop being entitled and rude. It's almost in their pores. It's what they're being taught at school, that they're entitled to the world. You know, they're allowed to speak their mind, which sometimes comes across as rude. But if I'm answering this question, which is what do I do? I would start with a conversation with my fiance. That's first and foremost. Depending on your relationship with the child's other parent, I would weave that conversation in, and maybe the three of you need to get together so that both biological parents are addressing it with the child, so you're not the bad guy. But unfortunately, if you're marrying into that family, you're marrying into that entitlement and that rudeness. It's a package deal, and you're not in the position where you can discipline, or at least you shouldn't be, in my opinion, where you can discipline and all that. Maybe you can be a part of structuring, you know, an outcome, but
you have to be on the same sheet of music with your fiance, because you can't let that child disrespect you.
Absolutely not.
And they, you know, he has to have your back.
Yeah.
So y'all need to be on the same sheet of music.
Mm-hmm.
So, united front.
Yeah. So I would say communication is going to be the key here. I think having an open conversation with both biological parents, start with the one you're involved with, and maybe weaving in the other parent and seeing what the three of you can come up with. Because if you're marrying in,
you're marrying in. Yeah, I think that was some good advice.
It was. We're good at this.
I know, that's right. We got it.
You know how much we got it in. Yes, we did get it in. So please continue to send us questions if you like. Even if you don't like our advice, this was fun. Send us some questions. Send us some scenarios. Send us your business. Let us be all up in your business with
definitely.
You.
Definitely.
Yeah. So thank you for watching.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye. Toodaloo.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.